There, there. You're awake again. How do you feel? Don't worry. The shaky vision will fix itself after you're fed for the first time. Yes, fed. What did you think? Drink a cup of coffee to fix your morning laziness? Mon chéri, you will seek out a victim and feed. Until then. Now don't struggle. You're just going to hurt yourself. Consume my blood so you don't collapse on the way to your father's mansion. What? What? You said you have money and houses and I want to get the fuck out of this shithole before it collapses on top of me. You dare to question your princess? Ah, oh, you can't breathe? Sorry, but I need to instill some obedience into my newest subject and train him to be a lawyer. That's right. Take a breath and then let's go. Limousine? No, let it get fetched by one of your servants. We are flying. We have arrived. I already know about the security guards. Don't you worry. Hey, you two meatheads. Look into my eyes. Both of you. Do as I say. You let us pass now. See, your guard dogs won't be a problem anymore. Me? What I'm trying to achieve? I'm invading your mansion and you will help me. Hello? Don't even try to hide. I know that you're in there hiding from me. That's so very unlike of you. You? I don't want you. I want everything you own. Nothing more. And I already took some of what you owe me. Yes, your son, your third son is mine now. Guess you shouldn't have made a deal with me. Death? Oh my god, you're amusing. Says the one that uses vampire blood to lengthen its own life, you perverted old piece of shit. You know what? I'm tired of your shit. I've got you by the balls, literally. You will fucking obey me, you piece of shit. Oh? What was that? You don't wanna? Too bad. I might have to squeeze your balls a bit then. Oh, that made you squirm so bad. Can you see your son over there? How he observes your torture and horror. Guess what? I turned him just a few hours ago. An honor I never gave you. That's why you started to hunt down all of my progenies, you greedy motherfucker. Such a hypocrite. Drinking us, sodomizing our most sacred for your own perverted pleasure, while expanding your petty economical empire. Now, will you give me what I want, what I came for? Don't play dumb. I want the artifact that you stole from me almost 200 years ago. I tracked you down to get what is rightfully mine. While I was away, you've been living on what I started for you. And now I want my riches back. Including that 7,000-year-old artifact. It's payday, my little bitch. Now give it to me. Yes, yes, there it is. Finally. Mm-hmm. is now mine again. Now, for your punishment, bow down. You will pledge loyalty. Stop fucking squirming. Bow down. How do you like my foot in your face? You should be honored to even have those noble feet anywhere near you. Now, that is good behavior. I didn't even have to stab you with my tail or my horns. You should have seen your son yesterday. So obedient, unlike you. You're an untrainable pet. That must be punished. But for now, humiliating you in front of everyone here in the room will suffice. Guess why the rest of your bodyguards didn't come to your rescue? You were foolish enough to give them the blood of my children, which in the end is my blood. They're all my offspring, basically, and wouldn't dare harm me. Now to you. Your father and his petty makings are dealt with, and you need to feed. We don't want you collapsing and turning to dust now, do we? Need I grab you by the neck? Feed. No. That's right. Feed on his blood. The transition will complete itself pretty soon. Now get this petty vampire blood sucking human away from me. We need to drain him slowly so he won't die. I don't want any drop of vampire blood coursing through his veins anymore. We will strip him soon of his immortality. And you, my good subject, will be the head of his new firm. You will be the CEO and deal from now on with this. Good. Now rest. We have much to do later.